HarperCollins presents A Woman of Firsts. The Midwife Who Built a Hospital and Changed the World by Edna Adan Ismail, with Wendy Holden, with assistance from Lee Casanelli, read by Edna Adan Ismail. This book is dedicated to my father, Adan Ismail, and to all those like him who devote their lives to caring for others with humanity, compassion, and kindness. This memoir is based on my recollection of events which may not be as others recall them. Where conversations cannot be remembered precisely, I have recreated them to the best of my ability. Any mistakes are my own. Prologue. Mogadishu, Somalia, 1975. Come with me, I told the military director of Medina Hospital, seconds after bursting into his office unannounced. I need you to shoot a baby. The colonel, sitting at his desk in uniform, with gold braids and pips on his epaulettes, looked up at me aghast. What? Spotting a weapon lying on his desk, I grabbed it and waved it at him. Is this your pistol? I presume it's loaded? Yes, Edna, he faltered, as his lieutenant drew his own gun and stepped forward protectively. But then bring it with you. Follow me back to the maternity ward and shoot a premature baby, I repeated. Isn't that what you carry a gun for, to kill people? I don't understand, he pleaded, palms turned to the ceiling. Leaning across his desk and staring straight into his eyes, I told him, then let me explain. I haven't slept for the last 3 days. I've been caring for a premature baby in the only incubator I possess, a generous gift from a patient. I've been feeding this tiny infant through a pipette. She's a fighter, and she's trying to stay alive, but the oxygen level on the incubator is running out. I sent a nurse to you twice this morning to ask for a replacement cylinder. Half an hour ago, it was returned unfilled, with the message that we're using too much oxygen and putting your hospital in the red. I paused to watch him squirming in his seat. When the oxygen runs out in less than an hour, I continued, that little baby, weighing less than a kilo, will gasp painfully for her final breath as I watch helplessly with her mother. If you're really planning to murder this baby, then I must insist you come with me now and end it quickly. Then you can show the whole world how brave you really are. The colonel's face froze. He didn't move or speak. Seething, I grabbed the document he'd been reading, flipped it over, and scribbled on the back the following promise. If I don't receive oxygen within the next 15 minutes, and without question every time that I ask for it thereafter, I, Edna Adan Ismail, herewith declare that I will take no more responsibility for the patients in my care at this hospital. I signed and dated my declaration, and before anyone could stop me, I picked up a bottle of superglue, squirted it generously over the back of the piece of paper, and stuck it with force to the door on my way out. Still fuming, I drove back as fast as I could in my little Fiat to the maternity ward that was at the far end of the vast hospital grounds. The facility had been built by the Italians when my husband, Mohammed Ibrahim Egal, was Prime Minister. I'd attended its grand opening and visited as First Lady. There were still photos of me hanging on the walls. Since 1972, I'd...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?